Hello, my beautiful friends. Wow, I don't know if you went to a Good Friday service yesterday, but I could not stop bawling. There's something called the Holy Spirit gift of tears, and I've had it my whole life. Even my brothers used to call me Kendra the Crier. I didn't know it was a gift. Even my husband would laugh because I would cry at silly little commercials. We'd be watching a movie and I'd be bawling. He'd look over at me and be like, oh my goodness, look at you. And so that's who I am. And I'm even worse with this journey that God has had me on for the last 11 years. But I'm so grateful because I would rather be connected with my emotions and cry because I'm sad, cry because I'm happy. I've had happy tears. Cry because I'm grateful. I would so much rather be that way than to be kind of numb. And I know that that's what happens when some people are put on medicine. They go kind of numb. Now, I'm not saying get off your meds, but I am just saying what a friend of mine told me. All right, let me back up. I don't even know why I'm going into this, but I'm going to anyway. I was very tired when I was working. This goes back, I don't know, 15, 20 years. So I went to see a new doctor. I didn't have a regular doctor at the time. And I was in her office for maybe 5 minutes. And I was telling her how tired I was. By the way, I'm smoking pot all day long. You think I'm not going to be tired? Yeah, didn't even come into my mind. Anyway, within 5 minutes, she's writing a prescription for an antidepressant, anti-anxiety drug called Wellbutrin. And I was shocked, kind of, even at that time, I wasn't awake to the business of medicine. I was not awake to big pharma. But something in me was like, wow, I'm getting a prescription. I'm not depressed. I'm just tired. And again, I'm smoking pot the minute I get up. So how would I not be tired? Hello. All right. So I'm reading the directions and I'm reading all of the side effects and all this stuff. And finally, I look at my husband and I'm like, I don't know if I should take this. And he's like, well, you could give it a shot. So I took it for a week and then I just stopped because there was this weaning off thing you had to do if you were on it for a while. And I'm like, that just doesn't sound right. And at this point in time, you have to understand that I was the laziest person in the world. I wasn't working out. I actually bought something off an infomercial that said exercise in a bottle. Like, don't actually move your body and build muscle and burn calories that way. No, take it in a pill. That's how lazy I was and how I wanted all these quick fixes, which I think there's a lot of people still out there that do that. So then I started talking to a woman who was in led our HR department. She was a peer of mine. And I was sharing with her what I was doing and why I went off that Wellbutrin. And she says, oh my gosh, I was on the same thing, but I was on it for a few months. And she said that she was numb, that she didn't have the highs, also didn't have the lows, but she just felt just numb to everything. Where she knew that she would normally cry at her daughter's wedding and be all happy and elated, and she was just numb. So she went off of it too because it just numbed her. And a lot of us don't need medicine for that. A lot of us use drugs or alcohol to numb our pain or to deal with things because we don't want to take a look at our life and really reflect and assess, and what can I do to make my life better and healthier and all that kind of jazz. But that is not the purpose of this podcast. I just wanted to say that I bawled and I couldn't keep it under control. I mean, it was bad. But that is what loving Jesus is all about. And then I had to come home and hurry to do my interview with Zachary King. Who is Zachary King, for those of you who don't know him? He is a former Satanist, a high wizard. What's a high wizard? Well, there's only a few of them, anywhere around 5 to 10 in the world, who perform these spells on people or do do spells to get something. And I think I mentioned the ABC, NBC, CBS executives talking to him to have homosexuals in their sitcoms and their TV shows. This is the guy. I interviewed him last night. It was 2 hours and we barely scratched the surface. So go to my YouTube channel. I'll put the link of the video in this podcast description as well. My YouTube channel is just Kendra Von Esch, V as in Victor, O-N space, capital E-S-H. Check it out. Because the next one we're going to do is on Tuesday, and we are truly going to dive into more about how can we know if we're being attacked, and how can we fight, and who, when he became this high wizard, did he do these spells for? And he has seen people at Bohemian Grove, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Bill Gates. I mean, there's some stuff that I really want to dive into that his other interviews don't really go there. So there's a lot more to go. And I'll be honest, there was a tiny delay between him speaking and me. So it was tough to interject without it sounding like I was cutting him off. And he's long-winded, so it was a little bit, you know, of a longer interview. But that's okay. I want him to share what he wants to share. I want the spirit to move him. And we got into a bunch of crazy stuff at the end, transgenderism and satanic rituals and abortions and all that kind of stuff. So interesting, interesting, interesting. And I just wanted him to share so that you can keep an eye out on people around you and your kids. Because today, of course, the culture really shoves God right on out. It's all about trying to find those alternatives like the New Age stuff and maybe even Wiccans and things that come through the Harry Potter books and through movies and all this stuff. I mean, it's been in our faces and a lot of people don't even realize that everything like that is magic with a K. It's truly tapping into demons because God doesn't do magic. God is a miracle worker. Anyway, check that out. That replaces my Saturday with Kendra video. And I'm just telling you that I am so excited for today. The kids are coming over. This is our day to celebrate, and we're continuing with that tradition, even though my dad's not here and my husband isn't here. So I'm having the kids and their two girlfriends. And my brother's over. One of my brothers married, so his wife will be coming. It'll be a lot smaller. It'll be weird. I'm not going to lie. It's definitely going to be strange without my dad and my husband. But in the end, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to have the family together. And I'm looking forward to it. I got to get to the grocery store to pick up some stuff because I just ran out of time yesterday. I don't know about you, but I was so hungry. The only thing I ate yesterday was Jesus. Jesus in the Eucharist, the Holy Communion. And it was amazing. And when I was done with my interview, it was about 7 o'clock. I was dying. I was actually slow cooking roast beef. And that's what we're going to have, roast beef sandwiches. I have a freezer full of beef. My husband and I would get a half of a cow. And that's a lot of meat. Even for me, who's practically a ketovore, which is a little more carnivore than just keto. I mean, there's only so much meat I can eat. So anyway, that's why we're having roast beef sandwiches and stuff. Something that I can kill a few roasts. Anyway, I come up. Of course, you can have meat on Friday, especially Good Friday. And on top of that, I am starving and the house just smells amazing because I was in the basement doing the video and I came upstairs. I'm like, oh, my mouth starts watering. And I said, you know what, Jesus? I am not going to do it. You had such a horrible day today. I can't imagine how hungry you were from Thursday when you were bleeding out of your pores, sweating blood, which is actually a medical thing. I don't know what it's called, but when like soldiers would be at war and they were ready to go in and fight, some people would have blood mixed with their sweat because they were so terrified of what was going to happen. And we have to look at Jesus as a man and God. So while he knew what was going to happen and why he had to go through this, he also felt everything that you and I feel. And he was probably scared. Hence why he said, God, Father, please take this cup from me, but not my will, your will be done. So that's why I didn't eat last night. I was like, you know what? I can suffer a little bit here and offer it to you. And God, you go ahead and do what you want with that. And then I woke up pretty hungry. And today's another day, just because Good Friday's over, today is still another day that we are to fast a little. So I had my coffee with heavy whipping cream, and that's it. I'm going to go to the grocery store, and later on today I'll have probably a plate of meat, maybe, you know, a couple vegetables or something, and that's it. I'm not going to pig out, even though this is our Easter celebration. And then you may ask, what are you going to do for Easter? Oh, I just love people. I've had many invitations to come over to their house, and I think it's adorable, and I love them for that. But this is a time for me, maybe just to watch a bunch of movies having to do with Jesus, you know, dive in to him instead of celebrating with other people. I've really enjoyed my prayer time. Oh, confession, this morning, because I was up a little late last night, 5 o'clock came, and I was like, oh, are you kidding? But there was no morning mass today. So I was like, you know, I can sleep for one more hour and then get up. So I reset my alarm for 6 o'clock. And I don't even know if I fell asleep. Do you ever get that way where you're laying there and you're thinking and all of a sudden, boom, the alarm goes off and you don't even know if you slept. I just kept thinking about things. So it really didn't even matter. Didn't make me any less tired. So I got up anyway, and finished my prayers. I still have to pray my rosary. And that is something that I am struggling with. So if you remember, I had mentioned out of the beautiful book, The Secrets of the Rosary, that there was a section that said, you know, if you prayed the rosary on your knees, it's better than like a year of you flogging yourself till the point where you're bleeding, and more than all this other stuff that we do as far as sacrifices. So I've been trying to pray on my knees, and you should see the list of people that I'm praying for. On my purgatory list, all the people who have gone before me, and then all the people that I'm praying for who are still here, it takes a long time to read those. And then what I find myself doing is speeding through the 10 rosaries. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou, you know, and I'm trying to, at the same time, meditate on the mystery. That's the beauty of praying the rosary and getting good at it. So you say the words of the rosary, but in your mind, you are able to think of something else. That's when you know you're truly meditating on the rosary. Because if you're thinking of the words of the rosary, then your mind is having a very difficult time actually reflecting on the sorrowful mysteries, which is what I've been doing for Lent. So the first one is the Garden of Gethsemane, and thinking about how Jesus was so afraid. And then I sit there and I say, okay, Lord, give me that humility to come to you and to do your will. And also give me that obedience, you know, so you're thinking and praying and reflecting. And at the same time, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. And it's coming out, but sometimes, I don't know, it's just amazing. And some of you may be like, I don't pray the rosary that way. I just say the words, blah, 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 blah. And it comes with practice. It comes with you sitting down or kneeling and taking that time to do it instead of doing other things. Although I will tell you, yesterday I prayed my rosary while I was getting ready for Good Friday services. And it took me the whole time to get ready, at least to shower, to do my hair, blow dry it, and curl it. And that's a good hour and 15 minutes or so. That's how long it took me to pray the rosary, because I was speaking out loud. I was talking out loud to God. Things that came into my mind as I was in the middle of praying, I would stop and I would call out to Jesus and Mary and Saint Joseph. He's been added to my list, not only for me, because I have no husband, I have no father. Like, I want my Heavenly Father. Yes, Jesus is there. Yes, God the Father is there and the Holy Spirit. But in the end, I want the Holy Family Father, the terror of demons, the man that is so pure and protected Mary and Jesus to come into my life in a big way. This is new for me. Even though I consecrated myself once to Jesus through Saint Joseph, that's very different. I have consecrated myself 10 times to Jesus through Mary. So next to Jesus and Mary comes Saint Joseph. He's the next powerful saint. I mean, God chose him. He's in the line of David to be the foster father of Jesus, to protect the Holy Family. And I'm praying for Saint Joseph to come into my kids' life, Trevor and Jake, to make them the men that they can be, the men that they're made to be. Because they lost their father. And then I want him to come into my brother's lives to help them become the men that they are supposed to be. Last but not least, he is the patron saint of the dying. So I pray, even though my mother's not dying, actually we're all dying every single day. We get closer to death. But I pray for him to give my mother a happy and holy death. And then I ask him to guide me and lead me, you know, to be my fatherly figure in my life, be my, you know, be my protector of my quote unquote holy family, which is kind of just me, you know. Anyway, boy, what a whole bunch of stuff I shoved into this podcast. But I think today, this Holy Saturday, what I'm asking you to do, not asking you to do, asking you to consider doing, is to continue to fast, continue to think about the pain that everyone was going through. Truly, the most impactful event in human history, Jesus dying. And how people on the road to Emmaus were like, hey, you know, when Jesus came up to the two that were walking and basically said, what's going on? They're like, what, have you not heard? Jesus of Nazareth passed away, died. You know, we're all like, we thought he was the Savior. And remember, when he showed himself to them, when they invited him in to come to dinner, he showed himself when he broke the bread of life in the Eucharist in the Catholic Church. Holding up the Eucharist is exactly when the connection came to St. John, who was kneeling at the foot of the cross, and it clicked. All of a sudden, he's like, that's it, my Lord and my God. Which, by the way, in the Latin Mass, that's what you do. That's what you say, my Lord and my God. When the priest holds up Jesus in the Eucharist, it's actually Christ, because Jesus was his human name. Christ is his divine name. So maybe that's something that you could do the next time you go to Mass, when you see the priest elevate Christ. You could do the exact same thing that St. John did when they elevated Jesus on the cross, which is his throne. my Lord and my God. I take my fist and I pound my chest 3 times to match the 3 bells. Same thing when he takes up the cup in the Latin Mass. You're supposed to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for your precious blood and for my salvation. So I say that when the cup is held, and I, again, beat my chest 3 times. Not to draw attention to yourself, but to give reference to the Lord that you truly believe, and to thank him for what he's done for us. Okay, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, help us remember that Jesus is still gone. What would our lives be like if he was never here? Help us to reflect on when Mary and Joseph lost Jesus after they came to, what was it, Lord? The Passover? And they lost him for 3 days and finally found him. That was a parallel for us. To be prepared to lose him for 3 days. And I don't ever want to lose Jesus. And he's never going to walk away from me. It's going to be me and us that are listening and praying to you. We're going to be the ones to turn away from him. So help us to reflect on what our lives were like when we do turn away from him. The worry, the anxiety, the fear, the pain, the self-medication that we did, that we do. We pour ourselves into something else other than Jesus. Heavenly Father, please protect us today. Help us to sacrifice for Jesus as a thanks offering. And help us love everyone with his heart, because without him, we can't love ourselves and our neighbors. Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. Guide us to Jesus' sacred heart. And help us be excited in anticipation for tomorrow, where he is risen. Now we are going to pray for all of the souls in purgatory who have gone before us by name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, please pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Okay. Wow, a weird podcast. I was all over the map. Okay, I gotta run to the grocery store. I will keep you all, as I do every day, in my prayers. So blessed to walk this journey with you, where together we can help one another come closer to Jesus. I'm just so grateful. Thank you, God. Find something more with God, as usual, because he's the only thing that is going to fill that hole in your heart. Nothing of this world will do that. And have a blessed and inspired Holy Saturday.